Hey, it's producer CJ. We were going to record a pod last night after the Magic win, but Mike got stuck at work, so we just filtered in on live stream for about 50 minutes. We were going to scrap it, but some of you wanted it on streaming services, so a lot of this probably won't make sense for audio-only content, so you can either skip it or check it out on YouTube. Think of it as a bonus pod with no ads and no Sixers content. We should be recording the real thing tonight, hopefully, with a great guest and Mike returning. All right, cool. Have a good day.
So, like, the two ends of the doors, they have, like, you know, the little, like, plastic pieces, like the rollers that keep them on the track.
Oh, yeah. Dude, once they fall out of those things, it's impossible to get it back in.
Yeah, I looked. The back one's just not there anymore. I don't know what happened to it, but.
Yeah, we had those doors in our basement in Delco, like, in front of our washer-dryer. And once they fell out the first time, I knew I got it back in there, but they would fall out once every 2.5 weeks or something. So,
not fun. Sure, it'll come out of my security deposit.
Well, we don't want to talk about it. Oh, eventually. Yeah. Well, you can.
Soon.
Yeah. Well, so we're just going to filter in for a while because Mike's going to be a little late. So we're going to wait around for Mike. We're going to have a big special guest tonight, so maybe we'll just take some live questions and topics until it is. Yeah, we are 1-0 in the Charlie Brown era.
I gotta say, it is so fun to watch the new guys on the bench cheer on, like the late game resurgence.
Yeah,
Paul Anthony's going off, and then they pan to the Sixers bench after Seth gets that nice bucket, and then it's just the guys who you don't recognize going crazy. Love that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, who are those guys even? Yeah. Why are they so excited? They're not. They're barely even on the team.
Braxton Key, Charlie Brown. If I saw them on the street, I don't know what they look like. I'd probably be like, wow, those are large individuals, maybe. But I don't know who they are.
We have no idea who they are. And honestly, their teammates probably barely know who they are.
No.
Really, at this point.
Yeah. They don't know their teammates, probably.
Yeah.
They're just having fun. And I'm having fun watching them have fun.
Well, you got to find something in this season, right? Because I'm sitting there watching it. I watch these games, and sometimes watching these games is like, yes, Mike is coming. For everyone who asked, we're just waiting for Mike. Mike is finishing up work, so we're just sort of hanging out until Mike gets here. Sometimes this happens to me when I'm reading. You ever like reading and you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, man, I just read 5 pages and I have no idea what I just read.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like watching the Sixers are sometimes for me. Like, I'm just watching it. I'm like, sometimes when I'm watching, because I watch most of them on my laptop now because I have to watch it on League Pass and I don't have it hooked up to my TV. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I'll realize that I have no idea what had happened and I'll have to go back 5 minutes because I was watching but not totally paying attention.
Yeah, that reading analogy is perfect. Like you see the players moving, like you see them going back and forth, and you're like, you're reading the pages, you're reading words, like you can understand it one word at a time. But normally it's when I go to flip the page, I'm like, wait, I have no idea what just happened.
After this, at 11 o'clock tonight, I am going to be on with Ethan Strauss on House of Strauss on an app called Call-In. I think it'll get podcasts. I don't know if it'll get podcast. I don't think he podcasts all of what he does on Call-In. It's a Spaces thing? Yeah, but it's a separate app that I guess.
Like Clubhouse?
Yes, I assume it's like Clubhouse. So I always saw him doing that. I'm a subscriber to Ethan's Substack. You should subscribe if you would like. And I listened to his podcast and I always see him tweet about Call-In, but I didn't know what it was. And he asked me if I wanted to do it. And I said, sure. And then a couple hours ago, he's like, you downloaded the app, right? I was like, shit. So I guess you just do it on the phone.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we just send you a link if you come on our show. So it's.
Yeah. I guess it's not really
easier this
much.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah. No app. No app.
Download. No app for the Ricky. I didn't see your hot dog tweet, but you got a fan about it.
My tweet about the hot dog recipe. Oh,
no. Talk about it.
Yeah. We talk about that a bit. So I think sometime during the pandemic, which has been going on for 75 years, but maybe a year and a half ago, I started watching, I saw my first Portnoy pizza video. Mm. I saw it on Facebook. And I was like, oh, I enjoy this. And I watched a couple of them. And when you do that, when you start, you understand a lot about Facebook's algorithm if you realize what's going on, like if you pay attention to what's going on. So I'm watching the pizza video, and then they're like, here's this other food video. I was like, shit, I like food videos. So it just gives me lots of food videos. I just watch all these people eat. I watch this one guy from Canada sit in his car and eat all the time and talk about it. I watch that guy that had the Netflix show, Damn Drops or something. I watch him eating stuff on Facebook. And it just gives you like all these wild, like, but sometimes you'll get these Facebook videos that were obviously produced in a different country with a automated female voice that's like
a TikTok voice.
Is that what that is?
It started on there, yeah. It's like Siri, but she's narrating.
Yes.
And now it's like everything's on every app now, but yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah. So I was watching that. So I was watching this this video. It was a hot dog recipe, and it was the beginning of it. They're just cutting all these hot dogs in half, and it has the closed captioning. Or maybe it was the caption of the video, and it said something to the effect of, this hot dog recipe will get you like engaged or something, or a fiance or something like that. I love it. Okay. Because obviously it is generated, it's AI or something. So I took a screenshot of it and posted it on Twitter.
Nice, nice. I'm sure this probably wouldn't come up on the pod. Well, maybe it would have if we didn't have a guest, but did you see Danny Green's stat line?
Yeah, I don't want to do it now.
No,
I don't want to do it now. Yeah, yeah. You got to save that because we're gonna talk about the Sixers before we have our guest. Man, we have such a good guest tonight. We have such a good guest tonight. It's not Sir Lucas Capetian, but it is a Color Star technology guest tonight.
Did you have to dig deep to get that apparel, that merchandise?
This was a gift from my brother-in-law, Joe, fans of Philly Joe. It was a Christmas gift. Of all the Christmas gifts I got, I'm sure my face lit up the most when I saw the Color Star t-shirt. So,
you know, when I first saw that this account followed, I thought, oh, shit.
I
thought it might be real. Yeah. And it is only until now that I'm realizing that I might have been fooled. Good work, whoever did this.
Yeah. I didn't think it was real. There's no way they're... I mean, you saw how far behind their app is. There's no way they've heard about Twitch.
Yeah, I don't know. After reading the Defector article, it seems like there's a lot of eyeballs on them now. To where that maybe there's someone who's like, oh, shit, what do we do? Like,
sign up for a Twitch, get a Pinterest.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to get involved more now.
Yeah, the Defector article. That was good, too. I signed up. Defector got me, man. They got my $8 a month. Because the first article was I don't think was paywalled, the first Sixers article. And then they did another one today. Dan McQuaid sent it to me. And I went to read it, and I was like, "Ah, you motherfuckers! I gotta pay." Okay,
are they like you can read one, and then everything after that you need to pay for?
Oh, is that what it is? Maybe I saw the other one. I don't know.
Like New York Times and like a lot of different networks like that will like give you like three articles or one article or like the first paragraph, and then you gotta pay after that.
So, in the filter, in I want to let everybody know I have three beverages. Three. First, Stateside Black Label Bourbon. Shout out Stateside. Second, I'm not going to drink both of them, but for the folks at home, the Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka from Stateside, now available at statesidevodka.com. And then my normal podcast drink, Spindrift.
Nice.
So there you go.
I got my booster this morning.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's COVID or cold, but I am feeling under the weather as of like 2 days ago. And I got Pedialyte from Rite Aid when I was getting my booster. And I didn't realize I am consuming an incredible amount of liquids that I am sick. I don't know if it's just like running right through you. And it is difficult because it's no pee January. Everyone, make sure you're not peeing this month. But I am drinking
no pee January.
Yeah, that's a new trend. January, everyone's doing it.
Is that a TikTok thing that is going to get everybody urinary tract infections?
It's that's what they want you to think, but it's actually yeah. it'll grow you as an individual.
Okay. Don't listen to CJ.
But
if
I am
a teenager.
Yeah, Pedialyte was very good. I wish I had Elite from Body Bio, but I left it at my parents. The one that I had.
Yeah, but you got to go Elite.
Yeah, but the electrolytes feels good. It's making me feel better, and I'm consuming so much liquid right now.
CJ, I think you have COVID.
Maybe. I don't. You can't get a test. It is so hard to get a test.
Right.
And I live, disclaimer, I live alone. I work from home. I don't interact with anyone on a daily basis. So, like, it is,
yeah.
It's not like I'm putting anyone at risk by doing this.
Yeah.
But I got boosted today. I was double vaxxed before that. So, hopefully not. But it feels like a cold. So, you know.
I think that's what, I mean, I had it. What was it, 6 weeks ago now, maybe 2 months, something like that. At the beginning, it felt like a cold. Then it knocked me on my ass for a couple of days, and then it came back.
And that was after you were boosted too, right?
It's 2 weeks after the booster. Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks.
But what are you going to do?
Reminder, we are waiting for Mike.
We're waiting for Mike.
At work, finishing mm-hmm. the latest season of the next best show that is unannounced. And he will be here shortly.
Yeah, he'll be here shortly, and that's when we'll start the pod. Get our guest. I just want to make sure we have enough time for our guest.
Yeah, and plus you got to be
I got my 11 o'clock appointment with Ethan Strauss.
It's pretty late for you. Is that...
He was on the West Coast. He's on the West Coast, and I knew I had to do this. When he asked me to do it, he said, we do it pretty late, and that's when I thought of pod night. And... I have a roofer coming tomorrow morning. And he's
getting
not coming
roof?
To... What's that?
You getting a new roof?
No. We have to get something done with the HVAC system, but one of the things goes through the roof, and I need a roofer to be here when they fix the thing, so I have the roofer coming to take a look at it. Anyway, he's not getting here until probably like 8:30, so I don't have to... I normally get up at 4 and I'm at work by 5. Or 5:15 or so, but I can't do that tomorrow, so I can sleep a little bit later. So I figured I would do it tonight. We got an update from Mike. I don't want to read it, but we're just waiting.
We do have an update. We will not say if it is good or bad.
Yeah, he's coming.
The update is here.
Yeah. I don't know. What do we think of the Eagles? We never talk about the Eagles on the pod. Are you a football fan? I don't even know if you like sports.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big birds guy. Well, my fantasy championship this week.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. The championship win wasn't thanks to... I have Jalen Hurts. He did me well throughout the season, over the course of the regular season. Didn't really do much for me in the championship game. Mm-hmm. I made like 9 points, but I was happy with a win on both sides. It's always like an anomaly when your team wins and your fantasy team wins, because it feels like you can only have one of each, or, you know, you both lose. But yeah, it feels good. My first fantasy championship of my career.
I'm not a big fantasy football guy. I think the results are a little too random. I always had this like sort of frustration with fantasy that like you couldn't do anything about the other team, if that makes any sense. Like, that you could have the second most points in the league that week and lose if you play the first most points in the league. So I always had this idea for fantasy that you would be able to like lock 3 players every week, but your opponent would be able to deactivate 3 players on your team every week. Mm. And then you'd have to fill your roster after that. So there's some head-to-head strategy. There's no real head-to-head strategy. And that it was like frustrating to me. Mm. So I only liked fantasy basketball. I never liked fantasy football.
My uncle is the commissioner of this league, and he's kind of like an analytics maniac. We do it. It's not just like head to head wins and then ranking on that. It's wins against like everyone. So you do have a matchup against a team every week.
Yeah.
But then like if you score the most points in the league that week, then you get like an extra like victory point. And then the victory points are added up. Like, so you get a victory point from winning your matchup, and then you get a victory point from beating every other team if you have like the most points for that week, and then it kind of adds up at the end. So I think there's different ways to go about having an advantage strategically. Plus, like, fantasy was around much longer than sports betting was, at least at like a app-based level to be accessible to everybody, like not having to go to...
You're just talking about daily fantasy or...
Yeah, like, or, I feel like, yeah, like kids growing up now probably don't play fantasy as like fantasy football as much because sports betting is like so much more accessible and like you get more of an instant gratification compared to like a season-long fantasy team. The payout's not as much. So like everyone's addicted to like parlays and stuff that you can like bet a little, win a lot.
Same game parlays, you can get them on DraftKings Sportsbook.
That's right.
Our sponsor.
Yep, that's right. You can win a lot.
DraftKings Sportsbook. Everybody wins.
I feel like the long haul for a fantasy, like it's very fulfilling. I've been in this league for like 10 years, never won, and finally won.
I think the year I was unemployed, or 6 months I was unemployed between WISP and WIP, when I had SpikeEskin.com, we had a fantasy football league that we talked about every week on the website. And I think I did it 2 years, fantasy football. I didn't love it. And then fantasy basketball, we've talked about on the pod before, but I was in that, like, whatever it is, legacy league in John Gonzalez's, something league. What's his name was in it too? The guy
Legs.
That, what's that?
Legs.
Legs is in it. Well, I was the owner. Legs is GM. But the guy that did Sixers play-by-play, and now he worked for the Hawks. Not play-by-play, but Sixers color guy. He was only there for like a year, but he was awesome. I can't remember his name. He left for the Hawks. He left to be like assistant GM. Oh, Malik Rose. Malik Rose was in it. So it's like John Gonzalez, Zach Berman, Malik Rose. They were all in this league. And Legs was my GM, and we won that year. And I sent an email to everybody motherfucking all of them, and I quit the league.
Nice. It's a good way to go out. Yeah. That's stuff you got to pay attention every day with that, right? Change lineups and stuff for basketball.
For basketball, fantasy. Yeah. You have to pay attention. I always thought it was good. The reason I liked it for basketball is that it helped me keep track of the league.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whenever when I was in my peak playing 2K, like I feel like that's when you get to know the bottom of the barrel players and teams that you would never watch.
Did you play a lot of TK?
When I was in like high school, not
2K.
Yeah, not really. I got progressively angry as they just reskin the same game every year. Like same with Madden, same with any sports game. It's just the same thing every year. And then like once I built my first computer and got introduced to like PC gaming where like you don't spend as much money on games and stuff, I got turned off to like sports games and stuff like that. But yeah, playing those games definitely makes you, forces you to know everybody in the league top to bottom.
I had like a 3-year run of playing 2K online. It was before I started playing guitar. And you would have some good games, but then you have games where like teenagers would call, like beat you and call you like really bad like words.
That's true. Children online anonymously will say things that they shouldn't say. Brendan, this isn't true, I don't think. You can spend a lot more on a PC than a console. However, you can do so much more with your PC than you will with your console. I'm doing this. I do every bit of my work on my computer, and then on the same computer, I can also game and hang out with friends and video edit and et cetera. You can't do that on the console. Also, the console, after 2 years, gets old, you can't upgrade it. If my computer gets old, I can update the graphics card.
This is a computer versus console dork argument.
Yep.
Why don't you guys take that outside. Take your fucking dork argument outside.
Bring that to another podcast, I guess.
I think if Mike is not, we might have to have the guest first.
You don't want to wait for him. Because Mike, I feel like he great color commentary to that interview.
No. I mean, not without, like, I want Mike to be there.
Oh, got it.
I feel like, when Mike signs on, we should just tell our guest to come on.
Sure. That could work. Also, for the sake of not keeping the guest up too late.
Yeah.
Do you know what time zone he's in? They are in?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I don't think he's, like, in Africa.
Wait, what?
Well, because of what his job is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know where our guest is. I don't know.
Are you a Candy Crush guy?
I saw that. So, no. This is a fucking asshole. Every time, I think my wife plays it. I don't know. But when she's on her phone playing some game, I actually accuse her of playing Angry Birds.
Mm.
I was like, oh, I'm playing fucking Angry Birds again. And for some reason, she gets offended at that. I think the same way I got offended at that Candy Crush thing. I don't play games anymore, man. I wish I did. I don't play games anymore. I gave up video games for guitar, and now I've given up guitar for work. I'm too tired to play.
You said you were doing lessons, right, for guitar?
I was, but when I was in Delaware County. But now, by the time I get home, I'm so tired. I just don't have the energy to practice. I wish I did. Where the fuck is Mike?
Maddie says LA traffic is bad right now. I hope.
I'm pretty sure he's working from home.
Okay. Yeah. I thought this was just like an aside from Maddie B saying that they're listening while driving.
No. There. The guest is in the Eastern time zone. Good to know.
There we go.
Well, we're not going to keep the guest up too late then. We'll have the guest on first as soon as Mike shows up.
Yeah.
That is a good point.
Okay, cool. I have confirmation.
What?
Not from Mike, from the guest.
Okay. How's the commute? Trevor G asks. Well, the commute was so bad in the morning. It would take me 6:45 or 7 a.m. And it would take me 90 minutes to get to work. Sometimes almost 2 hours. If it was a good day, it would take me 75 or 80 minutes. I'm 17 miles away. So I started going to work at 5 a.m. Only takes me a half an hour. The commute going home is usually about an hour 10, but most of that is getting into the Holland Tunnel. Once I get into the Holland Tunnel, it's like 35 minutes in the afternoon. So the commute sucks. It's as bad as everyone says. It was like when it reminds me of when I moved to Chicago and everybody told me how bad the winter was. And I was like, oh, it can't be that bad. And I got there. I was like, oh, yep, it's fucking as bad as everyone said. That's the traffic in New York.
Did you consider train or any form of public transport?
We would have had to live in a different place. Not that I can't train from where I am, but I have to drive to a train station, which is 10 or 15 minutes away, and park there and then take two trains. So by the time I do that, just like, that's not a short thing either, you know? So I don't like trying to make the train and all that kind of stuff. I'd rather just get up and leave.
That makes sense.
So, yeah.
So you're flush around the Ridge wallet. You got a Ridge wallet?
I do. Wait, did I say I had a Ridge wallet?
You have a tendency to wave around like cards and stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, I play with stuff. I do have a Ridge wallet because I lost my wallet when I had COVID. So I had to get a new one. And when I got a new one, I got the Ridge one.
Yeah. Nice. I don't know if I told the story before about your credit card on video last year. Do you remember that?
Did I do that?
So, but before we did the pods live, I like when I first joined, I wasn't like on the live call at all. I would just kind of wait around, and then Spike would send me like time codes of like when things happened, and then I would edit the pod after.
Oh, right.
One of the pods, Spike, while like Mike's going on a rant about like someone deep in the bench, Spike is just like kind of playing around with a credit card, and like at times you can see the numbers on the credit card. So I'm like, do you want me to like cut this deal when we blur it? And then he was like, oh no, it was a canceled credit card that you were just kind of
still had it on my desk
playing around with.
Yeah, let's go, as we wait for Mike, let's go through what I have on my desk. So I got this Ridge card. I do have a Ridge wallet. I have Dog Facts trading cards that my wife got for me for Christmas.
Are those like playing cards branded as Dog Facts, or they're just cards with Dog
Facts? Yes, playing cards branded as Dog Facts. A Death Wish coffee sticker. I drink Death Wish coffee.
Do you have a favorite coffee place in Philly?
Cafe Olé on 3rd Street near Arch.
Yeah, in Old City?
Or near Race, yeah. I lived right above it for a while.
Mm.
Love that place. The problem, though, if you go there, you end up smelling like that place.
Is that a bad thing? I love the smell of coffee.
You don't smell like coffee. You smell like, because it's small and they'll make food in there. Mm. I would always get the shakshuka there. Shakshuka.
What is that?
It's like it's like an Israeli dish or Mediterranean dish. I don't know. It's like a tomato sauce with like peppers and all this stuff. And they poach a few eggs in it and they serve it with like bread. Mm. It's awesome.
Sounds good.
I don't eat eggs anymore, but it was really good.
Sorry, continue the
tour. You smell like the place. That's all. Oh.
Got it. Yeah.
That was, yeah, I don't know. Watch.
Nice.
I don't wear watches very much anymore, but I got 100 plus sunblock for my tattoos.
Mm. Anything recent?
Tattoos?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you're getting a new one, right?
Yeah, end of February. Pretty excited. A tribute to my cat, Alabama. Pretty excited.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You sent me
the artist, and his stuff is very, very, very impressive.
I got this from a police officer in D.C.
D.C.?
Yeah, who is a Ricky listener, JJ. He was like, hey, put this in the back window of your car. I never did it to have it here, but pretty sick. Come on, Mike.
You a cream or no cream guy?
I am a no cream guy. I don't do extra sugar in anything. I don't do artificial sweeteners in anything. The only artificial sweetener I've had, I would say, in the last several months is the 3 grams of Splenda or whatever that's in Surfside.
My advice, just do it. You get your first one and then you're like, all right, I'm going to get my next one. And then you move forward and you keep getting more. And then as you get more, you look back and think, oh, those are kind of dumb, but you know, they're all fun.
Yeah. It's all part of the story, right?
Yeah.
Everybody makes this comment when they have trouble picking out a first tattoo. They're like, oh, I don't know what I would get that I would want to be on me my whole life. But like, trust me, when you're 70, it's going to be the least of your worries. My point is always, every decision you make is for the rest of your life. Everything that you do affects the rest of your life. This is no different just because you see it. You know, everything that you do lasts the rest of your life. So if you like, don't worry about liking it. Don't worry about liking it in 20 years. Worry about liking it now. And if you don't like it in 20 years, trust me, there will be other things. You'll look back on it. I've looked at tattoos that I didn't like after 20 years. I've got them covered or whatever, but I've looked at it. But before I got it covered, I was like, that's kind of stupid. Ha ha ha. And then that was it. Life went on.
Yeah. So I have my right thigh is almost done. So my,
oh really?
Yeah. So I have 5 or 6 now at this point. My first one, I don't know if I'm ashamed to admit it. I've kind of transformed it into, okay, this is like an era of my life. And like, I'll always be able to look back and be like, okay, later I joined the Ricky and like went on from there. My first tattoo is a Mike Scott B tattoo with the headband, a little bumblebee with the Mike Scott hive.
Wait, you have that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is it?
On my right thigh. I got it at a tattoo convention in 2018, 2019. That's my first tattoo that I got.
Really?
I'm wearing pants right now, so I can't show, but yeah. And then I got like some other stuff and got close to my tattoo guy. And then he like started, eventually just kind of went in and be like, oh, what do you got? And kind of picked out from the book. So none of them like have meaning too much. It's more like trip based tats. Like if I go to a place, I will want to get a tattoo to like commemorate that. So
yeah, my wife is about to get number like five or something. Like she, and she's not like a tattoo person, but once you kind of, like to your point, break the seal of it,
yeah,
and you realize that your life is fine afterwards, like that it doesn't change anything, you want more. She goes to this place now called Crown and Feather in Philly. They do this, the black fine line stuff. She got okay. like, she got one of Rebel, and I don't know what else she's getting. I'm so blown away. your mic's got hype tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, good guy, obviously, friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Like now most people don't know what it is when they also like, I don't know, like when I wear shorts, it's cool to look down. It's when you get a tattoo, like I don't know what chemicals it is in your brain, but you just feel better. Like you feel like, hell yeah, I got a sick tattoo. Like
there is a little bit of that, especially as soon as it's finished.
Yeah.
It feels great as soon as it's finished. I would say that the hands, this stuff was more painful than I bargained for.
Yeah. I don't know if I could ever do hands. I mean, I guess maybe like once you, I'm sure you did your arms first and then worked your way down. It's just like, okay, another thing that you do. I have a friend who got his entire chest piece done like at one time. And like right around the nipples, I've heard is like one of the most painful. Do you have any of your chest done?
No, I don't think if it seems like it would be pretty painful. I'm nervous about my thigh.
Thigh wasn't that bad. Okay. On the back, to what I imagine the hand is, like I imagine it's nothing to compare it to. On the only thing I would say on the back of your thigh, like the highest is like a good inch or two away from my behind. But it feels like it's like, you know how like a nerve can just strike and it like feels pain in another part of your body. That's a little bit of that, but
that's what the arm, like when you get close to the armpit, that's what it starts feeling like. It starts feeling like it's in your armpit. Well, we're getting to the place where I believe that the entire podcast is now going to be the guest.
Based on you having, I mean, I'm sure we could do it like a 10-minute recap. I mean, they've been on a good run recently, and
if he signs on like right now,
yeah,
we do.
Do you want to do ad reads now, and then so I can cut that in later for the audio version?
No, because the live, I don't want to screw the live part of it.
Yeah,
you know, like.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking for pics and stuff. I just got a new phone a couple of months ago, so like all my old stuff is gone.
Man, this seems like such a bullshit. Well, wait a minute, hold on. You have underwear on, right?
I can put on shorts real quick and then...
Put on shorts.
Yeah, just do your thing.
Put on shorts. This is for the YouTube folks and the Twitch folks. We're going to get CJ's fucking Mike Scott Hive tattoo. This is so unreal. I had no idea. I did a CJ. Well, actually, I shouldn't talk about that. I'm not going to talk about that. But I had no idea. We hired CJ because CJ cold emailed me once that he could do a better job on our video than I was doing. And we decided to hire him. But I didn't know that he had a Mike Scott Hive tattoo.
All right, chat.
Okay.
So, this is the
closer. It's sort of hard to see. There we go.
So,
there it is.
We got the B.
Yep.
We got, just to do a quick tour, we got a bear drinking a beer. Went to the Great Smokies. Okay. We got a goat riding a scooter.
Oh, I like that one.
He's missing a horn because we saw a mountain goat in Olympia.
Northwest. Who knew CJ was a fucking lunatic?
And then a little skull with a dagger in it.
There you go. A little traditional. It, all very traditional looking.
Yeah, my shout out Chris Ray. He does American traditional. Love that guy. Blue Sky in South Jersey, if anyone is local to the South Jersey area. But yeah, that was, it was kind of spur of the moment. Like, my boy was like, hey, do you want to go to the tattoo convention? I was like, sure, not knowing what to get.
I feel like we cannot do the interview without Mike.
Agreed. Yeah.
I can do it. I'm certainly capable of doing it. But his reaction to this stuff is better than mine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I understand it too much. Yeah. Like, for the interview to be that good.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, in my head, I keep thinking of like the 3-hour time difference. And I know he's in a specialized field, but 7 o'clock? Still working at 7 o'clock?
That's what happens, bro.
That's what happens in the real world.
Yeah.
They held you back.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your 6 months being unemployed? That sounds like an interesting topic.
So when I used to work for WYSP, Rock Station.
Yeah.
And
where's that?
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
94 WYSP. Yeah, yeah. And they decided to put WIP on FM and they took us off the air, WYSP.
Okay.
And they kept some people and they did not keep me. Now that's ironic.
This is all after you were in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay.
That's ironic because I ended up running that radio station.
Yeah.
They didn't even keep me, right? So when I lost my job at YSP, I could have either moved to a different place and continued to do music radio, or I could try to pivot to sports. I was kind of bored doing music radio. But if I pivoted to sports, nobody was going to hire me because I didn't really have any, I had a podcast at that point, but like not a podcast. So nobody was going to hire me because I didn't have any experience doing it. So I decided to treat my unemployment as if my website, spikeeskin.com, was my job. And I got people to write for me. And I podcasted constantly and I tweeted like crazy about the Sixers. And I just sort of decided, because I like basketball the most, I was like, I'm going to like the Sixers. Like, not I'm going to like the Sixers, but like that's going to be my thing. And I did it long enough to where Rhea Hughes, who was the, and I would like live tweet every Sixers game. And this was, by the way, also when nobody cared about the Sixers. This was pre-processed Sixers. This was Doug Collins era Sixers. Rhea Hughes, who works for the WIP Morning Show, who I did not know, did this show for Comcast Sportsnet on the internet called Coffee Break or something. And she would ask me to come on and talk about the Sixers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I felt like that was my first, oh, like I'm convincing people of this.
So Rhea gave you your big break?
Yeah. And then they hired me back to run the sports part of CBSPhilly.com, which was the lunch break. It was lunch break. To run CBSPhilly.com, the sports section of CBSPhilly.com, which was WIP's website. I ran WIP social media. I did one WIP show a week. I did KYW news radio, like digital sports updates every day. And I co-hosted the CBS3 Eagles pregame show on Sundays. And I had like this made up like internet job or whatever. And then I ended up being PD eventually.
So when you go to the Ricky Spotify and you search from oldest to new, it's all like your logo, Spike Eskin and stuff. That's what that was.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It is on the same feed.
Yeah. So
yeah, my old WIP shows are on that feed.
You need to swipe through like hundreds of episodes to get to like the first Ricky episode, or at least when it was like officially branded as what it is now.
Yeah. The official branding started what, June of 2013, I think. But yeah, before that, it was probably 2 years of those podcasts, of the podcast we did. Cause I had an Eagles podcast called Time's Yours.
Yeah.
which is still something that we currently use in the workflow for Ricky.
yep. It's part of the back end. Had the Eagles podcast. I had a sports betting podcast called The Degenerate. Long before sports betting was legal. And then I had I remember I had Kate Fagan on once. I had Chuck Klosterman on, like all while I was unemployed. God bless all those people. That's awesome. On my podcast. Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Well, I know Gina because she's been at events. I called at YSP in 99. He played a Limp Bizkit song for my boyfriend Chilomi at Ozfest. I don't remember that. That's really funny though. So this was, but that was my first run at YSP, not my second run at YSP, because I worked at YSP before Chicago. And She's talking about when I worked late at night on WYSP, not right at the end. So I worked it for YSP. Then I went and I worked in Chicago, and then I came back, and then I worked during the day at YSP.
Nice. Full circle.
Yeah. You're wondering what we're gonna do here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, should I read that just in case this gets put on the pod as an alternative? Would we
read what? Oh,
the comment, because if people are listening right now, they have no idea what Gina's comment was because we didn't read it out loud. But
we didn't read it out loud.
No. Before I read it out loud, if Mike is in the room, locked in the room forever, will this be released as a pod? No, right?
No.
Yeah, okay. So, moving on. What did I have for lunch today? Great question. I went to the place across the street that has been most my diet. I'm sick, so my diet is not what it normally is. So, I had a breakfast sandwich, and then I ordered pizza.
Wow. CJ doing it up healthy.
You can do it when you're 23 and alone in an apartment. That's what it's all about.
Jack says this is the lost podcast. Yeah.
This will be a good one to remember. This like reminds me of college.
Tapestries?
Yeah.
Man, when I was younger, we had different tapestries, though. When I was younger, it was like Guns N' Roses tapestry or like Zeppelin tapestry. You would order them in Circus Magazine or Rip Magazine.
The one, the big thing now is like the Aztec prints and stuff. I don't know if it's still a thing now. I guess now it's like Saturdays are for the boys and stuff like that. But like when I was in college and like going to dorm rooms and stuff, every girl and boy would have like the big wall size tapestries that covered the entire thing, but it was just like a design that was like printed off of like, I don't know, Redbubble or Etsy or something like that. I never was too fond of them. So, not a tapestry guy. I do need to fill up some space. I think I'm going to get a bookshelf here. We'll see. Might not be here too much longer. So,
well, but we don't want to, is that, but we're not announcing that, right?
I haven't got, I it was okay. Yeah, not yet.
So Brendan says a confusion at Saturday is for the boys. I wasn't confused at that comment. I was confused that somebody would have a tapestry of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that people would like that was something that somebody would have a tapestry of.
Yeah. Any college or high school aged boy from 2019 to present day, like I would say over 50% own one of them. I don't actually know where the origin is, but it's like right in line with like barstool culture of like, you know, college, young, drinking, partying, stuff like that. Saturdays are for the boys. I'm surprised you have heard of it, but you just didn't know that it was a popular tapestry. Yeah, I think a floating shelf would be nice. It would add a lot to the room. 22 in Tapestries. I haven't heard of that. I guess that's, assuming that's like another Redbubble or, oh, you are, I thought you were saying like that's a website. And Spike is gone. Just me. Is it Dally or Dolly? What kind of Tapestries you got? Oh, he's back. But his device isn't connected. It's all me, baby. How about them Sixers? How about them Philadelphia 76ers? Oh, wait, what? Spike? Nope, he's gone again. B Fitz, it's been a while since I've... Wait, where'd it go? I don't know if anyone remembered B Fitzgerald, Luigi on Twitch with large breasts, brought him on during the playoffs and didn't realize what his profile picture was, but it was questionable to bring on. Spike is restarting his computer. Just got a new laptop too. It's a shame. A lot of comments right now. It's hard to keep up. This was my plan all along, to take over the show. We got an Eagles chant in the chat. Make this a QAnon podcast. Yes, that is one of the things I am most passionate about. Where we go one, we go all. I told the story before, I went on a Midwest trip last summer to like Denver and Wyoming and Montana, and we saw a billboard, a couple of them, but that said, where we go one, we go all. And it was interesting to see that that's a thing. Bill Hunter, thanks. It's not really made that well. Could have done better. But, you know, I'm sick, so. Do we have a lot of Twitch viewers? So we use a third-party site called StreamYard, so it's not always like too up-to-date, but since we got about 240 total in here. Here he is. It was my show for a little bit.
What happened was I had my iPhone charging plugged into the hub that I have all my USB stuff plugged into.
Mm-hmm.
And I unplugged it and I heard like this static click and everything froze. I'm frozen again. I'm not frozen.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm weird delay, but I'm not frozen. This is
right,
weird.
Right when you left, seemingly everyone started typing in the chat. So I couldn't like focus on one comment.
Oh.
And it was just me. And you know, when it's just you, your face gets expanded on the screen versus like this layout right now.
Yeah.
It was a fun 2 minutes. So we got an update from Mike a while ago.
Yeah. Well,
the guest wants to know.
It would be less rude if he had given us another update. I feel like we got to email our guest and we got to like bail on this. Like, I think we got to bail on the pod. I got to do Ethan's thing at 11.
Yeah.
Fucking apologize wholeheartedly to our guest whose time we wasted this evening.
Yeah, really unfortunate, but we have under 40 minutes anyway. So
we'll give it another 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't come in the next 5 minutes, then we will bail and apologize to our guest. And I'll wonder why I'm up this late, honestly.
Let me rewind. Someone asked, is this an LTT mousepad? Do you know who Linus Tech Tips is?
No.
It is. My mousepad is a Linus Tech Tips. He's a tech YouTuber.
Mm.
Love him.
YouTubers. The only YouTuber I like is Jake Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... You see what he was telling Dana White to do with UFC?
Yeah, about paying everyone. And
pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, he knew he wasn't going to do it. Like, but it was a good stunt. Absolutely good stunt.
Yeah, we... So one of the... For those who don't know, I produce weekend shows on BetQL Network for Odyssey. And we, for most of the year, we were doing a college football show on the weekends, but now the college football is mainly over. We started a new show on Saturdays called Tapped Out, which is a UFC show. And we started off with a UFC 269, which was a great card with Poirier and Oliveira. And then there wasn't really much after that. And it really quickly just turned into a show talking about Jake Paul a lot of the time, because he just knocked out Woodley, and now this Dana White stuff's going on. So he's kind of taking the reins on the media, and it is surprising to say that Jake Paul is garnering as much attention as he is.
The boxing shit is hilarious. I don't care what anybody says. I don't know anything other about Jake Paul. I've never watched any of his YouTube videos. If you don't think that shit is funny, did you see the thing where he gave Woodley the watch?
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
If you don't know anything about Jake Paul, then I could see how you could find this entertaining. Like, with me, I am like, I have been terminally online for like a decade. So I like grew up, like, I think Jake Paul and I are the same age. Like, he was a Viner. Do you remember Vine?
Yeah.
He was a Viner. And then he was a YouTuber, and he was always like under the shadow of his big brother. And then he went to Disney Channel, and then he like went mainstream, and then he left and then started this like collection of YouTubers called Team 10. And then they were like super controversial. And then he started like doing boxing, but like boxing other YouTubers. So like, it wasn't serious at all. Like, no one really cared. But then he knocked out Nate Robinson, and that was like the first person who wasn't a YouTuber that he fought. Okay. And then he moved on to Ben Askren, and then, you know, now he's here. And that concludes the Jake Paul excerpt of the podcast. But yeah, it's fun. It's entertainment.
I feel like we should just put this on the podcast feed. Some of our people will listen to it.
If anyone's...
Well, he says on momentarily, what are we going to do? Can we do this and... A half hour?
I think if we do it won't be any Sixer stuff. We could do the interview now. Well, but then now that we have people here.
What if it's really great? What if it's great?
Well, we would have kind of allotted this amount of time anyway. We're cutting it close. And then we could do like a Sixers recap later, and then spots and stuff.
Mm.
Or no?
I'm saying no. I want to be able to do that thing the right way. I would rather, like, if 11 o'clock comes and I have to go, and like, we still have to do, nah, nope. I'm calling it. I'm going to email him. I'm sorry. It's either got to be good or not good.
Yeah.
And I feel like in a half an hour, I'm not sure that it can be good.
That's fair, yeah.
There's so much to explain. We did this thing in a half an hour when you were on.
Yeah, and this guest knows a lot more information than I dug up in a couple hours. So yeah.
I'm going to email him now.
Okay. I believe he's also in the chat as well.
Oh, right. Well, I'm going to email. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to see if he's around. Are you around tomorrow?
Yeah. I am. My dad said I did a good job keeping it together.
All right.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, if you're around tomorrow, then I'll see if Mike can do it tomorrow. I'll see if this other guy can do it tomorrow, too.
Okay. Yeah, tomorrow should work.
Okay. Well,
chat, will you be here tomorrow? All 247 of you? I'm expecting a response in the chat.
We got a good live group here. So.
Yeah, this was fun and surprising. If people would listen to each podcast review. I think
they would listen to this. Yeah.
But yeah, I think tomorrow would work.
All right. I'm going to go email him and I'll text everybody.
All right.
No, we're not doing the pod sign off. It's not a real pod.
Thanks for hanging out, fellas.